All Stars. Jules.
Hi, guys.
My mother is here.
Hey, everyone.
Nice to see you, Silver Fox.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I know.
I've got different color hair now.
It's been so long since you've been here.
I've aged so much that I am silver now.
Have you, by any chance, listened to the last couple of episodes?
Yes, I have.
You actually have?
Yes.
You're lying or you just know what happened?
I watched them when we drive down to the shore. I listened to them, I'm sorry, when we drive down to the shore.
It's because Dad's an avid fan.
Yes.
He really is.
Yes.
He is, like, by far the most supportive family member of the show.
He totally is.
He really, like I'm honestly touched by it. He'll talk to me about it all the time.
Yes.
And it's kind of a shame that he hasn't been on more. We should probably have him on, given some of the direction of the last couple of shows, which I wanted to bring up, not to continue the narrative of things with Christine, but we do have a update on what's going on with Christine, number one. And I wanted to address what's happening via the community. Now, there seems to be some amount of, you know, there's a lot of division within the country. Mm-hmm. There is, you know, it makes me sad. And it appears now there is division amongst the community. And there are people that are just not Candace people. There are people that are just not Lauren people. And now there are people that are just not Christine people.
Know what that means? That's what makes the world go round.
Well,
you can't please everyone.
Here's what I have to say, guys. Amongst all of the division that's going on, okay, I will say as the host of the show, I'm here for it when it comes to Dear Albie.
Absolutely.
Okay? I'm all about divisiveness when it comes to this place.
That's right.
Gang up on everybody. I'm about it. Okay? You know why? Because nobody seems to have a problem with me.
The
okay?
Last thing you
Jules,
want-
nobody got a problem with you.
The last thing you want is mediocrity.
Nuts.
You want people to talk. You want people to discuss. You want people to be passionate about what they're listening to.
Hate everybody else all you want.
There you go.
I love it.
That's right.
I love it. Everybody seems to be cool with me.
Have
as long
your
as you
opinions.
Guys are cool with me, we're fine.
Have your opinions.
Okay?
It's fine.
So, you know, a couple of people have been very vocal in the comments lately that they are tired of Christine, her nonsense, and her butt. And look, we go where the show goes, all right? It wasn't something we initially intended to bring up.
No.
It came up. We've tracked it, okay?
We have an updated Wonder Woman video. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to get there in a second.
Okay.
but people are very, very upset. Now, what I have to say to the community is this, okay? I say bring it, all right?
Sure.
Argue with everybody. Argue on social media, okay?
There's
feel free
more-
to comment to them personally on Instagram. Bring the fight to their door.
Let me say this. Let's not use the word argue. We have enough divisiveness in this country right now. Let's say healthy debate.
Yes.
Let's use a healthy
Speak
debate.
Speak your piece respectfully.
Okay? Of course.
Fine. Okay. But I'm obviously having a little fun with this. But yeah, there are some people that are just very, because the community, they're nothing if they're not passionate.
Well, listen, Christine's story are not for the faint of heart.
Nope. That's true.
Okay. So
That's
you
true.
Are certainly going to have a very polarizing experience when listening to it. One from one way or another.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Then, when you were listening to that story on the way down to the shore with your husband, what was that reaction like?
A, it's my husband, so nothing shocks me there.
Okay.
It's like, you know, we've been together 40 years.
Well, so what did he say?
You know him, he giggles, you know. He'll be drawing, like that, and I'll just look at him and shake my head. And I go, that kid, you know, like that. We know Christine. We love Christine.
Yes.
And whatever way she, you know, she's always super duper respectful in the house. She's never done anything to make me feel uncomfortable in front of you boys or your father or
Christine's
anything
great.
Else. But, you know, we are adults.
Yeah.
And just like everybody else, you listen to it.
She's her authentic self. She lets her freak flag fly.
Yes.
Wow. On the show, which is all you can ask for, okay? Just be yourself. But so I myself am a Christine fan. However, did you like the idea of setting Christine up on a date through the community? Great.
Yes and no.
Well, all right. So that's the update that I have for you.
Okay.
We didn't get a single submission. Not a single person.
Don't tell her that.
Not a single person.
We gotta make somebody else.
Sent anything.
We gotta pay somebody. Make somebody.
No,
else
no, no, no. I don't think it's a her thing. I really don't think it's a her thing.
I
just feel like maybe I don't know. I feel like this is nonsense. I don't know if other people maybe didn't want to subject their guy friends to what will end up being a bit of a public display.
Yeah. That's where I'm gonna say that this goes because. It took a lot of courage for Christine to come out and tell her stories. I would say that there are plenty of men that would be interested in going on a date with Christine, but they don't want themselves to be known. That's what I think.
Do you think that maybe the
she's a beautiful girl.
No, yes, absolutely. She's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
FYI, and she's got a very nice figure.
Mm-hmm. So
I sound like grandma. Okay. She has a very nice
yeah,
figure.
Yeah, that was that's really
she's a
that
lovely
was,
girl. I didn't want to say body. I just thought figure would be.
Yeah, no. It's crazy. Okay. Anyway, so guys, we still have time. Send your submissions. I actually went out of my way to put it out amongst the guys that I know where my submission rate was pretty high from the people that I spoke to.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's fine. This
the warm market.
But it's not about me. It's about the community. Okay?
It's the warm market.
It's not about me. It's about the community. Moving on to the next thing really, really quick. I don't know if you guys have been seeing this on Instagram. And I have questions to how this happened, but Marky is costume obsessed.
Yes.
What happened?
She's a little girl. She's a normal little girl that realized she loves to play dress up. And she said to Lauren and Vito, she goes, Mommy, Daddy, I want a costume and dress up. And they said, well, what do you want to dress up? She goes, Cinderella. So the first costume was Cinderella. And then she got Snow White. Actually, the first costume was Snow White. She wore the Snow White costume. And then she decided she didn't want to take it off. She wanted to wear it to bed. And then Vito's like, she can't wear this thing to bed. And Lauren's like, no, you can't wear the thing to bed. So they try to take it off her. It would not come off her. They had to cut it off
Snow
her.
White?
Yes.
What? Why?
Because it had no buttons or zippers. It was just like, and it fit her perfectly. So it would not go over her head once it got. And the sleeves were too tight. So Vito had to get a scissor and cut it off her.
Was she upset?
She was very upset.
That it got cut or that it was stuck?
I think she was more scared that it was getting cut off
her.
So Lauren, of course, orders her a new one in a larger size. But in the meantime, she had Cinderella Valella, whatever the heck she says it. And so she put Cinderella on. She put it on her Sunday morning with the little, you know, if you look at my Instagram, I have a little video of her on there. And she had these mules on that lit up when you walked. And she had a sepulcher? Sepulcher. She had one of them that lit up as well. She had a big giant ring on, a tiara, and the full-blown Cinderella gown that she did not take off for about 14 hours straight.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in it.
She was curtsying.
We went out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And she walked into the restaurant and people were just dropping like flies. Like, there she was. And she knew it. She knew she looked good. And she just pranced into that restaurant. And everybody's like, oh, my God, it's Cinderella. And she's looking at everybody. And she's smiling. She wore it during dinner. She did not even take off this big, chunky plastic ring or the tiara. Drove them home from the restaurant, and the tiara was kind of slipping from her head, and she would go, oh, no, Dee Dee! Oh, no, Dee Dee! And they had to fix her tiara in her car seat.
Mm.
And today she's Wonder Woman, courtesy of you.
Yeah. So I had seen the pictures and wanted to get her something for the first day of school. We went to pick her up. Mm-hmm. There was a Wonder Woman costume. Got that. And I'm like, oh, she might not know who this is, right? And we go pick her up, and she's got a painting of like a sun or a flower in her hand. And she goes, Abby, look. And I said, oh, my God, it's amazing. What is it? She goes, it's a painting. And I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I said, I got you a present. She goes, what is it? I said, well, I'll show you home. And showed it to her, and she like just kind of smiled and whatever. And I've gotten several videos. And she's running around screaming, I'm Wonder Woman. And then Lauren goes, pew, and she does a pose.
Yes. Hands on the hips pose.
Yeah.
It actually is the Bravo Housewives pose that she's doing. I think because this is a total shift of the hip, hands on the hip, into camera, Wonder Woman.
It's pretty spectacular.
Yes.
It's all in. And then, you know, we've got a lot of your questions to get into, but last piece of big news. I want to see Jules' face right now. Mm-hmm. Big news.
Oh.
Jules, I'm moving.
You are? Oh my gosh.
That was a
yes.
What?
Like, I'm excited about what's happening to me, face. The studio's staying here, obviously. We're going to stay at the show. I'm going to do another studio down south, but I am moving down the shore.
Good for you, Al.
It's happening. I have a roommate whose name will remain unmentioned.
Why?
Why?
I'm just trying to be funny.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be funny.
You're going to cause an uproar.
Why would I cause an uproar?
Because everybody's going to be like, well, what happened to Chelsea?
I'm not causing an uproar. I'm causing a dramatic pause.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
It is dramatic, isn't it?
Dramatic pause.
Yeah, so I'm moving in with Chelsea.
Right.
That's awesome.
She's very, very excited. And it kind of brings up a very funny little couple of things. Number one.
But wait a minute. Who else moved down the shore?
Hey, that's up to you.
He posted about it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he posted their first dinner.
I thought he deleted Instagram.
No, he didn't delete it. He deleted it from his phone, but every once in a while he'll post, you know. But Christopher also moved down the shore with his significant other.
We're a bunch of beach kids.
Chris, so yeah. They are both with their significant others down the shore within days of each other, actually.
Yeah, and then so Chels kind of finds a spot. Mm-hmm. This is how hellacious the summer was. We were very, very busy at the hotel. Chels sends me some pictures of a hotel. Some pictures of an apartment. I'm like, looks great. I didn't look. All right. The first picture looked fine. I didn't look through it. She calls me when she's there. She's going to go see it at like 1 o'clock. I couldn't go. And she's like, oh my God. It's so cute. I love it. I said, right, cool. Santa Elise. Got to go. Talk to you later. All right. I was like, you know.
I was there. Okay. That is exactly how it happened.
She seemed, but you know what though? She seemed so excited on the phone. And I knew she was there with her mom. Yeah. They both seemed really like, you know, her mom was saying, no, Al, it's great. It's great. It's great. I said, all right, cool. Get a lease. I'll sign. Go. I said, just let me know where I live. Exactly. That's what I said. Oh my God. Went on amongst, you know, about my business. Now, a couple of things. During this, okay, signing the lease and everything, they have asked for every bit of information under the sun. Like, they wanted, all right, typical things that would make sense. And then all of a sudden, all right, credit report, that makes sense. Then it's like, okay, we want validation of, like, income and stuff. Then we want a letter from your accountant. And then it's kind of like, you know, not for nothing. You must be the one of the 1 out of 10 people that we walk into a room and you're not a community member, because you clearly wouldn't understand otherwise that we have a hit show here.
Right.
Right.
And you would hence ask for no verification.
Talking to a superstar.
Right. Have you not heard of cosmetics?
Just get rid of
it. I'm sorry. Sir, seriously. Verification? Check with cosmetics for the verification. Okay. Right, Jules? Big fan?
Yes.
Thrive. You do like, you do. Yeah. Thrive Cosmetics. Uh-huh. Right. Right. Cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Which I love.
They are awesome.
We are big fans of Thrive Cosmetics in this family. Okay.
Hey, Thrive Cosmetics. Thanks for my little box of goodies.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I got some mascara and I got some face things for the elderly.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. All right. You didn't know what that was for, huh?
No, because I
just a box show? I didn't tell you.
You, Christopher, and myself got a box of stuff.
So, I mean,
I didn't open yours.
You could obviously tell Jules is thriving. This is why Jules looks like she is thriving. They're not even paying for this one. We just like you guys, yeah. Okay? But
who doesn't love a gift?
They're asking for every little thing. Now, two reasons I jumped on this thing right away. Three reasons, really. Chelsea sounded very, very excited, which was great. Two parking spots and furnished. Mm. I heard that. I was like, let's go. Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I hate more than packing up a truck with all my shit, sending it to a place, and then unpacking all my stuff with said shit. And the reason people say a year goes by so fast on a rental.
Because it okay? does.
Because, really, you don't feel like it's yours until like 3-4 months in. So I was all about this. I talked to some of my friends about the being furnished thing. They thought it was gross.
Well, I have to tell you, to some degree it is. But
explain.
But, well, because you're kind of skeeved. Like, where's this furniture been? Who's been using this mattress? Who's been sitting on the couch? What happened on that couch?
Yeah, but I'm not saying, like, oh, well, look.
But here, before you flip out, because now I know the way this guy's mind works.
Go ahead.
All his furniture from his last apartment is in the shed. There will be a truck here tomorrow with all that stuff going down south. However,
no.
What I will say to you is this. This is a new apartment that is furnished with new stuff.
Okay.
So you don't have that skeeve factor.
Yeah.
I think there was one tenant before us.
But what I would do, obviously.
There will be a deep clean.
Sheets.
Oh, of course. Come on.
Towels, plates.
No.
All your own.
Yeah. You're not. I'm not. I will not put my lips to something another person.
No.
Yeah. This is not a restaurant.
I'm going to tell you. You took the words out of my mouth. However, we do it in a restaurant all the time, don't we?
Yeah, but it's different.
Why?
The reason it's different in a restaurant, okay, is because that the cleaning process is commercial.
Have you had our dishwasher upstairs? I defy you to find something more sanitary when that thing comes out of the sanitary cycle.
Sure, but that's you. I don't know the habits of the person coming before.
Do you have a dishwasher with a sanitary cycle?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that I didn't vet the abilities of the dishwasher. All I'm telling you is, at a restaurant, you know that shit is commercial grade, okay, and it's being inspected. This guy, girl, whatever it is that was there before, you know, you don't know what they were up to. You don't know what kind of habits they could have had.
And that's my point.
You know? But they could have been bathing in it. You have no idea.
Correct.
No idea. I may even go disposable.
It looks very new. Everything
it does look
looks
very
new to me.
The whole place is very
nice. I
haven't
seen it. I've only seen photographs, but it looks very new to
me. She asked me to go. I zip down there, walk through for 20 minutes. Okay.
All this is happening, FYI. When it's one of the craziest days ever down there.
Yeah.
And Christopher, on that day that he's signing his lease, is moving into his apartment with his girl.
Chris went and had like 3 or 4 different walkthroughs. Yeah. Okay. Chels called. No joke. The entire conversation might have lasted 130 seconds. Like the entire thing. I was like, what's up? You sound excited. You like it? Yeah. Looks great. All right. Cool. Get a lease. Talk to you later. Bang. Like that was the entire thing. To a point where I almost like... Yeah, I really made the decision, I think, because if I loved something and she didn't, I wouldn't want to live there, right? Mm-hmm. But I did go check it out. It is cool.
Hey, it's on the ocean.
I'm a beach boy, yeah.
God. How can you complain?
Right?
Looking
That's
at the
very
damn
Jules.
Ocean every
very
day.
Jules. There, we have 2 bedrooms, Jules.
It's on the ocean.
So,
and Christopher's also is very nice. 2 bedroom, 2 bath. Brand new. Christopher's is brand spanking new. No one ever lived in his. They're about 10 minutes from each other.
Oh, that's great. It's like you guys are reunited.
Chris is in Asbury Park and Albie is in...
don't say it.
A town not far.
That's awesome.
I just like being dramatic.
Mm. And I'm sure Chelsea's going to decorate it beautiful. You know?
Well, you really can't. Because the furniture's got to stay there.
But she'll make it homey. Like,
yeah, no. She'll make it homey, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but like... You know, there's not all. You can't really change things out.
Yeah, but
you
know, she'll make it
well,
hers.
But
yeah,
you're, but Jules, as queen of sanitization, do you would you be skeeved out with somebody else's furniture?
Well, if it's 1 year, then not as much. But I'm still gonna deep clean.
Sure.
Yes. Sure. Deep clean the couch. Extra scrub
sure.
the tub
I
maybe
hear you.
A few more times. And but that, it's all good.
Let's think about it. When we get the shore houses every year, we
oh,
get
yeah.
them for a month or two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, there
and
you go.
We deep clean that too. So yeah, you'll be fine.
Anyway, God bless.
Anyway, yes. To the mailbag. Dear Albie, mailbag@gmail.com. Dear Albie, hello. Albie Manzo and Company. Since my parents' divorce in 1981, my mom and sister have struggled with having a relationship. 1981, that
That's
math
a long
is
time,
pretty
friend.
Serious.
It's
okay?
A long time.
Almost 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, they've hurt each other. My sister and I have had years where we haven't spoken to each other. Recently, after 4 years, my sister and I have made amends over our issues. My sister remarried and did a bunch of therapy. She's a very different person than before. My sister has repeatedly tried to have a relationship with our mom. They've not seen each other in 10 years. My sister will send Christmas gifts, birthday cards, and calls on holidays. They're Facebook friends, and my mom does look at my sister's stuff, comments, and likes what my sister posts. So after my sister and I made amends, I talked to my mom's sister, our aunt, and they expressed that they wanted a relationship with my sister. We had a Zoom call, my sister, brother-in-law, my aunt, her husband, and me. I am now confusion, but let's go.
I got this so far. Go ahead.
Okay.
The mom wasn't on the Zoom call.
I was terrified to tell her mom about it because she'll see it as a betrayal. I don't think I should have to choose between my mom and my sister.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused, and I think the community is probably confused as well. So let's wrap this up real quick. Who wanted the relationship, the sister or the aunt?
Seems the mom.
Yeah, but she wasn't
via
on
the aunt.
Then why would she be angry about a Zoom call?
You know, maybe we just finish the letter and then we'll go backwards.
All right, I'm just confused.
My aunt insisted I tell my mom. A few days after the Zoom, A few days after the Zoom call, I told my mom. She didn't seem to like it, but didn't say anything negative. One word answers. Now, I've noticed my daily contact with my mom has declined. I want my mom to stop making things about her, which she's done my entire life, and try to have a relationship with my sister. It broke my heart when my sister cried saying she wished she had a relationship with my mom. She cried when our mom asked for her social security number to put it in her will. That's messed up. She said nothing she'll receive from the will could ever replace or substitute a relationship once our mom is gone. She also said she didn't want to be humiliated in the will by our mom doing something hurtful. I've played peacemaker with them from age 7 to 28, but I stopped after I realized if I wasn't in the equation, they'd not have a relationship and that's up to them. I get why our mom is hurt and guarded, yet how can I get them back on track to have a relationship? Sometimes I'm jealous and resentful because my mom puts a lot of energy into her niece and nephew's families. She has their pictures all over in 8x10s and 5x7 silver frames. I have one wild-sized picture on a low shelf. I feel she doesn't want her own children and puts her energy elsewhere. By the way, my mom is 71, sister is 51, and I'm 46. I want my family to be whole. I don't want my mom to miss out on her new son-in-law. Help. That's heavy. And long.
Wow. Oh, I'm so confused. All right. The sisters are now talking. They've got a relationship, correct?
They had a time where they weren't.
Right. I'm not worried
about
that.
But now they're good.
They're good. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Zoom call that was set up was for the purpose of what?
I think to
get mom back in the picture.
Mm-hmm. So
then why would mom be angry about
the call? Well, hold on. I don't think that was the idea. They had on and off, okay, issues, sister to sister. Okay.
Right. I'm not talking about
sister
that.
Sister, okay?
Right,
Tia and Tamara.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
Had issues.
I understand.
Now they're back.
Right.
All right? Now, they're back on track, and after they make amends, they talk to the aunt.
Right.
And they express they want a relationship
with mom.
The sister.
With mom.
No, the aunt expressed they want a relationship with the niece.
Wow.
The sister. Okay?
Wait. All right. The two sisters
yes.
are now talking.
Yeah.
They zoom their aunt because they want now a relationship with their aunt. The sisters want to have a relationship with the aunt.
Let me hit you like this. Okay.
Yeah.
You and Aunt Patty.
Right.
Okay. Are actually sisters instead of sisters-in-law.
Okay.
Okay. You guys have a beef with grandma.
Okay.
All right. You and Aunt Patty have a beef with each other.
Right.
You make amends.
I
you cleanse the
all
beef.
That. Yes.
Okay. Aunt Joni, who is fantastic and would be awesome on this show.
Right.
Anytime.
Right.
Would be very, very funny. I don't know why I thought of that before. You guys should meet Aunt Joni. Okay. Aunt Joni reaches out and says to you, hey, I'd love a relationship with Patty. You as the conduit to Patty put everybody back together. Okay. The first step in the relationship to the generation
right,
before.
So Grandma Nina's nowhere in this picture.
Nowhere in the picture.
Okay.
Okay. The aunt just wants an update.
Okay.
Okay. So you set up a Zoom call. Very 21st century of you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
With
Aunt Joan, Patty, myself.
And Aunt Patty's husband, your brother-in-law.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And Uncle George.
Okay. Grandma Nina gets mad.
So you are now afraid to tell Grandma Nina.
Right.
This is now an explanation that only makes sense to me and you.
Correct. But
okay,
it's helping me.
But
it's fine.
Right. So now the mom hears this, okay, and she didn't seem to like it, but doesn't say anything negative.
Okay.
Okay. And apparently at some point, the sister breaks down, and Patty breaks down and tells you she wishes she had a relationship with her mom, who you're cool with.
Right.
Now, the mom is hurt and guarded, okay? The mom doesn't have pictures of her own kids anywhere.
Right.
She's got pictures of the
Aunt Joan's kids.
Yes. Okay. And you want your family to be whole, and this is stressing you out.
Okay.
And you don't want your mom to miss out on the new son-in-law, which seems to be bonus information at the end. I didn't see where the son-in-law was mentioned before that, but it looks like then
you know what?
Somebody got married, which congratulations.
Right. Okay. Fine. Great. Listen.
Yes.
I don't care. Here's the thing. The mother has some deep, deep issues.
Well, why are we saying that?
Because it is just from 1981. We're talking about from 1981. Am I correct that she has not had a real relationship with her children?
I'm trying to see who stopped talking to who, really. My sister has repeatedly tried to have a relationship with her mom. So it looks like it's her mom's problem. And she's asking for social security numbers to put into her will, which, by the way, okay, when they handed that card out, that you should have been on that, you know? Ma, you know my social?
I do not.
Okay.
Why should I know your social security?
I don't know. I was about to come down to the mom for not knowing the social. No. I feel like I'm going to know my kids' socials.
Why should I know your when you were
young? You never know.
When you were a youngster, I did. But, you know,
I don't know.
Ever since you become your own self and a man, why would I know it? I really don't even know what to say. First of all, I was expecting the mother to be in her mid-80s, something like that. Mm-hmm. The mother is only 71. So she's relatively young to be having this attitude. Like, you know when people in their 80s are so set in their ways and they won't change?
Right.
She's not too far gone that she can't have some sort of epiphany and change. And we really don't have a lot of information here. We don't know why. She makes us think that this divide is from the mother's divorce. Now, if they're in their 50s and they're in their 40s, that means they were in their 20s when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did they side with the father? Is that the issue the mother has?
Yeah. That's a good point.
We don't know.
Doesn't appear to be a lot of background on that, but really quick. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wonder Woman.
Adorable.
Listen, we don't have enough information. The mother's got issues. I just don't get it. She's clearly hurt. Is she hurt? But then how do you walk away from your children for that long when they're trying to get back to you in some way? I'm sorry. I can't weigh in on this because I don't know what the hell is going on.
Can I tell you? Okay.
I'm confused.
Not to cause a mother-child beef here on the show.
Yeah.
This is your problem on this show. You are constantly asking for more information. We get a letter. We work within the context and the facts of the letter.
We got a very vague letter. I don't know why they're not talking.
This is not your opportunity to say, give me more information.
No, well,
this is one of the longest letters I've ever read on this show.
But it's a very confusing letter, and it's not enough information because I need to know why the problem started in the first place.
You are like my landlord.
I'm only trying. Laura wants FaceTime. I'm sure she wants to FaceTime with.
Pick it up. Tell her on the show.
I missed it. Wait a minute. I'm gonna do it. Let me. I'm sure she wants to FaceTime with Wonder Woman. I just feel like.
Tell Mark you were on the show.
Okay. It's just not enough information.
How would you describe the FaceTime ring? Is that like drumming on bamboo?
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
Right.
Yeah.
She must be on the phone with somebody else. She's on the phone, I'm sure, with D.D. Denise now.
No, that was way too fast of a turnaround.
No, you know your sister. She's lightning. She'd answer me. I don't know. I just don't have a... How can we weigh in on something that we know nothing...
Oh.
Is that... Oh, look at you. Oh. She's not Wonder Woman right now, Uncle Albie. She's in her mini robe. She's got school tomorrow.
Mini robe? What are you doing?
Are you good? Hey, where are you going, Chip?
I want to hear about your kids. Okay.
My kids are sleeping upstairs. So be gotta be quiet, okay?
Oh.
Your kids are sleeping upstairs?
So we have
you know,
to
kids
be.
Is, my kids are sleeping upstairs, so you gotta be quiet.
We
Lauren,
have
you're
to
on
be...
a podcast live.
Oh, great.
Lauren, real quick, no one wrote in to offer a man for Christine. We got no responses.
Yeah, she and Max were the super hot guy the other day, and we were, like, so excited because he was, like, super, super hot. And so, like, she sent him a message because, like, they're supposed to, the girl wants to send it first or whatever. So she sent him a message.
What was that?
It's a giant spider.
I thought Vito was naked.
A giant spider in the living room I just killed. I think I have a spider problem. So she matched with him, and she was like, what do I say? And I was like, just say, like, nice to see someone who looks kind of normal on here. And he was like, I'm not normal at all. And she wrote back, oh, good. Something like, oh, good, that makes two of us. Like, something like that, you know? And she was like, should I keep the conversation going? And I was like, no, because if he wants to talk to you, he will. I said, you know, if a guy wants to talk to you, he's going to talk to you. If he doesn't, he's not going to, you know?
This is boring. Hurry it up.
He didn't say anything, and then he didn't say anything.
That's the whole story? That's the story?
Put Marky back on.
Like, he was so hot, we made such a big deal, and she literally started the conversation, because that's what you're supposed to do on Bumble. The girl started the conversation, and he didn't continue it. Like, so why even swipe on somebody if you're not going to continue conversation when you match?
All right, thank you for that.
Bye. What was that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Marky had to put her dolls to bed. Look, but you're going off about facts, okay? The question. Just worry about the question, okay?
I understand, could I speak to
Hold
something
on.
That makes no sense to me?
Hang on.
I only know there's a woman that hasn't had a relationship
Hang
with
on.
Her children in 30-plus
Hang
years.
On.
And why? Was there an argument?
I feel she doesn't want her own children and puts her energy elsewhere. I want my family to be whole. I don't want my mom to miss out on her new son-in-law. Help. What should she do?
Well, she should call her mom and say exactly that. Hey, I would like to be a family again. I would like to have a relationship. Your daughter is married. You have a great son-in-law. I want you to be part of their family. If there are children and grandchildren, I don't want you to miss out on that when the time comes. I'm a little hurt that you favor our cousins rather than ourselves. We have a relationship with our cousins, I think, and we want to be a family in the traditional sense, and we'd like to try to make that happen. That's the only thing I could say, because that's the only information I've got. Thank you.
Yes, hit your mama.
Hit your mama.
I mean, it does stand to reason that maybe that's what she should do, you know?
We have no information now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't let your mom stop you from having a relationship with your sister.
Of course not.
No.
But it seems they've got a relationship now, so they mm-hmm. patched that up.
Yeah.
So guess what? Stage one of Jumanji accomplished. Okay, so now keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
Another one, DearAlbie@gmail.com, which, guys, keep the questions coming. We have quite the list now.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Albie, hey y'all, I'll keep it short. I've been wrestling with this for quite a while, would love another perspective. Here goes. I have a very good friend who's a successful businesswoman, financial planner. She is charitable, generous, volunteers, donates, etc. Recently, she shared with me that the civic organization that she is president of received a baseball card collection from the estate of a former member. Boxes and boxes of very old cards. The intent of the deceased was for the collection to be sold and the proceeds donated to the organization. Basically, she kept one box of the most valuable cards, and she insinuated she might need my help in selling them. I nervously laughed and said okay. Once I realized how upset I was, I began to pinpoint other occasions where she cheated. Guys, real quick, I just dropped my phone, and Jules silently went to pick it up.
Your ace is Jules.
Okay, this is why Jules is my sidekick life mate. I began to pinpoint other occasions where she has cheated. Saying her kid was a year younger for a cheaper ticket. Saying he weighed less than he did to register for a rodeo sport, real life.
Oh, stop nitpicking. Go ahead.
Returning next. Items at a store, etc.
Who doesn't return items?
So my question is this. Do I step back from the friendship or just call her out? My husband can't stand her because I shared my concerns about the baseball cards. I can't say enough about how giving and generous she is. I can't say enough about how giving and generous she is, so I'm wondering if she's just an entitled asshole. Or am I just holding her to a standard that isn't fair? But those cards, I can't get on board with that, but isn't my business. Conflicted in Texas, Julie.
So this woman was given a hoard of baseball cards that she was supposed to sell and donate to the organization that she works for.
But it looks like her friend took a little off the top.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds like it. She found the Cal Ripken Jr. rookie or something like that.
Whoa.
That's what she did.
I'm out here dropping card knowledge.
When I was a child, I had the most amazing baseball card collection ever.
Really?
Because my uncle owned a candy store and he would get the baseball cards. And to like when I think about the cards, I'm talking in the 60s, mm-hmm. I had thousands and thousands of cards. And I probably just threw them in a dumpster one day. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
Really quick, if I was jumping towards the bold that Jules does in these emails, she bolds things. Quote, I began to pinpoint other occasions where she has cheated. Now, I'd like you guys to rank this cheating.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
She's saying
her kid was a year younger for a cheaper ticket.
Is her name Karen?
Guys.
Her name is Karen.
That's not cheating. Okay?
That's being a sleuth.
You have an obligation.
That's correct.
Okay, if you're at Disney, what's the cutoff? Like
Karen,
3 or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
3? Okay, my kid's going to be 8.5 years old.
Karen.
I'm going to be like, guys.
Marky is small. Marky will forever be 2 when she gets on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay?
With a 4-year-old dressed like Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Okay, she's clearly 2.5.
She's 2.
Clearly.
Thank you, Karen.
Clearly. Okay, step aside.
The weight thing, okay.
Step aside, sir. Sir, yeah. Step aside.
Yeah.
Let my 2-year-old in. Okay? She thinks she's Wonder Woman.
Listen.
For God's sake.
Mind your business.
Next. Saying she weighed less than she did to register for a rodeo sport. Okay, hold on.
I want to know what she did. Just picture Karen sitting in the chair, go side eye.
I missed that the first time I read this. I missed that.
Karen sitting there like this. You don't weigh what? Yeah. No 129, girl.
That's not
even 145.
That's not even what you weigh. It's not even what you weigh. You can't ride that steer. You can't ride that.
What did she do? Is she a clown?
Stop. I gotta get context for this. I need you to call either Chris or Cassandra right now, someone from Texas that would know rodeo, okay? And I need you to ask how big of a deal this is.
I'm gonna FaceTime Christopher.
Because if she lied to ride a steer, this is animal abuse. This is animal abuse.
Chris, I need Cassandra.
We're in the middle of an episode.
Hi, honey. Listen, we are in the middle of a podcast. All right? Albie, Chris, okay. read the thing.
There's a thing here that happened, okay?
Taco making, by the way.
Perfect. Right. No, this is perfect, okay? So, basically... Yes. Guys, you should see Chris right now. He's all shaven nice. Look at Jules, look.
Hi, Chris.
Jules, I met one of your friends the other day.
I heard.
What?
They did makeup for Urbano.
Yeah.
All right, we're here.
All right, so this woman went out and said she caught her friend lying over a bunch of things. She's from Texas, hence why we are on the phone.
Where in Texas?
She didn't say, Chris. She just conflicted in Texas. That's where she's from. Anyway. She said she began to pinpoint other occasions where she has cheated And one of the things.
The first thing she cheated on was baseball cards.
Something about baseball, like baseball cards or whatever, right? So she says one of the instances where she's cheated, and we need to know if this is a big deal, okay? She said she weighed less than she did to register for a rodeo sport. Is that a big deal in Texas?
Yeah, I would say so.
Cassandra, have you ever done a rodeo sport?
I would say, like, let's translate it to something we know. Like, if it's wrestling and you lie about your weight, that's fucked up. Yeah. You could hurt somebody.
Yeah, but, like,
or
what?
You could hurt the cow.
Well, what is she hurting? The horse? The steer? What is she hurting?
Did she harm the steer?
She definitely harmed the steer.
I mean, how fat is she?
They're not telling us. She lied about her weight. But she also lied about baseball cards, too, selling them on the black market.
I'm hurting animals, so I'm not sure.
Same. We don't like her.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
Now, we don't have the full context, but this might be steer abuse. So we rank this.
We here in the community have no patience for animal abuse of any form.
So now, that does paint the cards in a different light, okay?
Cards, no pun intended.
Okay, so last, returning items to a store.
Who doesn't do that?
But, okay, you know what?
Did she wear them?
That's what I'm saying. Did she wear them?
I don't agree with that if she wore them. But if she returns them.
Anybody can return things.
Of course. Okay? I feel like she wears them.
And also, how does she know? I have questions.
Yeah.
How does she know that she claims she weighed less than she does?
Was she bragging? You know, Karen, they said the weight thing is 135.
Well, right.
We all know I'm 136.2. I told them I was 134.
Yeah, right. Is she saying there's no way she's 125?
Right.
She's every bit of 130.
Right.
Is that what this is? Julie?
Right.
Okay.
Karen?
Is that what this is?
I'm feeling a little saltiness.
The cards thing is messed up. She's skimming off the top of the charity.
If you're skimming off the top of the charity, shame on you.
Yeah, she has no concern for charity nor steer.
Mm.
And in Texas, that's a problem.
That's also because you know how it is there. Loyal, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ride or die. Listen, the woman clearly is a little bit of a mover and a shaker in that world because she's getting things done.
Mm.
You know, she's she has ingenuity, if you will.
Well, the question, though, at the end of the day, do I step back from the friendship or call her out?
I don't think she likes her anyway. How do you say on the other hand, but she's the most kindest, generous, giving person there is?
I will stick my neck out on this one. Julie, for the sake of the community, I'd like you to call her out. But I'd like you to call her out regarding the steer. Because that to me.
We're assuming it's a steer.
What else could it be? A horse?
A horse.
All right, I'd like you to call her out.
Maybe she's one of the people that runs in the barrel and chases like as a clown.
In regards to the mammal, okay? The animal at hand. I'd like you to call her out on that one because, the cards too.
The cards, the only thing that disturbs me about this is the cards because if the cards were meant, first of all, the man with all good intentions, okay, left something for you to do for him once he passed, all right? That's a big deal, and you should be honorable with that. So that's my problem. The only problem I've got are the baseball cards. It needs to go to the proper charity that he trusted you with something, and now the man is dead.
Well, right.
Okay.
And then she says, "I can't say enough about how giving and generous she is." But at the end of the day, she's using you as the accomplice. In this one instance, how do you know, okay, that she hasn't kind of had one hand, in the cookie jar, okay?
All right. Yeah.
When, in regarding other things.
I would say to Karen that she just doesn't have the same moral compass as her. And it would be, I think, moving forward, these things are only piling up and causing more animosity towards her. So I would say to her, have a conversation. Say, this is why we can't be friends no more, Karen.
Hmm.
Well, she's not Karen. Karen has to say, this is why we can't be friends anymore. All right?
From Karen.
Yes, and call it a day.
I can't get on board with that, but is it her business? And she asked, finally, is it her business? And honestly, yes. She's really making you an accomplice towards...
the baseball card thing.
Yeah, and really Listen, insulting the dead.
It's a dying man's wishes that you
dying
are...
dying woman's wishes.
That you are not... respecting.
And
that's
listen
a
here.
Big deal.
You listen here,
that's
Karen.
That's the only big deal.
Okay. You listen here. We've had instances with the dead here.
Sure.
And the lights still don't work.
Right.
You don't want it with them.
Right.
Okay?
You don't want them coming for you.
You don't want it with them.
Okay. So,
Karen.
That's the only thing that I would say you've got a point there. Everything else, minor, trivial stuff that everybody does.
Nah, I'm with Julie on this one. Call her out.
Okay. I listen, if she's wearing
not
clothing and returning it, I'm not in favor of that either.
But you know what? Every once in a while people do that.
But it's
I
not,
get
it's
it.
It's not horrible. I do believe that not respecting the dead and their wishes is pretty gross.
Mm-hmm. Are there people that get caught doing that? Like returning? Jules, you ever done that?
What, return something that I wore?
But like kept the tag on it?
No.
Mom?
No.
Never did that?
No. And I had the opportunity to a few months ago. When I was doing the Super Bowl commercial, I had to bring red dresses. You were there,
mm-hmm.
right? And they choose which dress they're going to have you wear. And I just had, I went out and bought three red dresses, mm-hmm. and they all had the tags on them because what I wasn't going to use, I was going to return.
Yeah.
Right? So they choose the dress. Again, all of them were brand new. And they said to me, would you like to keep the tag on? This way you could return it. And I said, of course I will not do that. I've worn the dress. I've sweated in this dress. I'm in
the
hot
lights. It was the dress you
ultimately wore.
Wore, okay.
Right. And it was not a cheap dress.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn it since, and I don't know that I'll wear it again.
Well, it's your Super Bowl dress. You keep that dress.
You keep that Super Bowl dress. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I feel like you're wearing it, you're sweating it, you've got deodorant on, you've got perfume on, you've got makeup on, different scenarios. You know, usually when it's something like that, it would be, oh, I'm just wearing it to the wedding and then I'm leaving.
Right.
I'm just wearing it to the bat mitzvah and then I'm gone. No. You bought it, you wore it, you keep it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, it was nice seeing everybody.
It was lovely.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. We talked to almost everyone in the family except for Mr. Manzo.
And listen, you don't have to tell him twice, but I'm sure he's busy right now.
No, he'd be all about it.
Yeah.
Jumping on.
Yeah.
You know
what, guys?
Let me tell you a little something.
Let me tell you a story.
About that Christine.
Yeah.
You got a guy, all right? You send it in. And guys, honestly, okay? You know we make fun of the butt stuff, all right? But, you know, if you want to get involved here, send a guy for Christine.
Please. And she's, guys.
Email us.
She's a lovely girl.
DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com.
Because she texts me and she's like, Jules, got anything? Guys, how do you, I mean, come on. I have to answer her. I feel terrible. We send each other memes. Like,
that is the way to Jules' heart, guys.
Yeah.
Memes.
Yeah. She'll find her someone.
Well, we're still depending on the community. There's still time.
When she least expects.
There's still time.
Yes.
So we love you all.
Thank you, guys.
DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com. Peace out.
Peace out.